Hey, this is Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. So, I just made that video, a little quick intro video. I want to do a intro to a teaching I'm working on called Marriage Mysticism Exposed. And so this is just kind of a introduction of it. I'm going to touch on a few concepts. Marriage Mysticism Exposed. All right, why do I call it marriage mysticism? In the video, I alluded to it. All the way from the early church fathers to the Roman Catholic Church, to the evangelicals, to the Anabaptists, people have turned marriage, which God ordained between a man and a woman, as a physical covenant. The two become one flesh. We're going to read some verses on that. Man has turned it into something almost mystical, where like a husband and wife are somehow molded and formed together by their spirit, that it can never, ever be separated on earth until death. And that simply isn't true. Let me cover some quick facts. God created marriage to be for a man and a woman for life. Yep, I get it. That is absolutely what I teach. But sin came into the world, right? Introduced in the garden. And our Father is so gracious and loving that He's willing to operate in the spirit, not the letter. And by the time it got to Moses' time, men were treating their women terrible and hard hearts, Jesus said they had. And God allowed Moses to allow them to give divorces, divorce decrees, so that women could then go and remarry. So God did not view marriage as permanent no matter what. God saw instances where divorce was absolutely allowed under Moses, and it happened that way all the way until Jesus' day. And then we see God telling the men in Ezra to get rid of their pagan wives, divorce them. Yep. So much for marriage permanence. Nothing mystical in a marriage. It's a physical bond between a man and a woman while it lasts on earth, whether by death or another sin that separates the marriage and breaks the covenant. It is an earthly covenant. We'll get to scripture verses on that. So in Ezra, God said, get rid of your pagan wives, right? And then we get to the New Testament, and Jesus says that for the hardness of hearts, Moses was allowing them, and he was, per God, he was allowing them. But Jesus said it was not so from the beginning, and then he throws in that you shouldn't be doing that, putting away your wife for any reason, except for fornication. So Jesus even allows for divorce when there is fornication. Then you go to the book of Corinthians, and Paul talks about that if someone abandons you, you're not bound. Now, I have articles on divorce, remarriage, pre-conversion divorce, remarriage, all this at the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. I refute all of the arguments that people have about marriage, but I really want to cover that marriage is not a mystical bond. Let me read some scripture verses for you. God always allowed for divorce to take place in the biblical situation. And we today teach that saints that are followers of the Most High Christ should never divorce and remarry unless it's a biblical situation. Yeah, God allowed for divorce, marriage permanence to one man or one woman for your whole life. No, that does not exist in the Bible. That was God's intention, but sin has messed that up. Let's go to scripture verse, Matthew 19:5. And he said, for this cause shall a man leave his mother and father and shall cleave to his wife, and the twain shall be one flesh. Does it say spirit? No. Do their spirits touch? No. Are they somehow spiritually bonded together? No. It's a physical covenant just on earth, and it lasts as long as they're alive or if something breaks it biblically. Fornication, abandonment, Matthew 19, verse 6. Matthew 19, verse 6 says, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. So, yeah, amen. People should not break their marriage bonds, marriage vows. We absolutely, the covenant, they shouldn't break it. We absolutely teach that. We believe that. But it does happen. There is biblical reasons for it. And marriage is not a mystical thing that bonds you together in the spirit. Did he see what he just said? He said, they shall be one flesh. How about Mark 10:8? And the twain shall be one flesh. They are no more a twain, but one flesh. Does it say they become intermingled spirits? No. See, there's a lot of people, especially in the Anabaptist world, that have lifted marriage up to make it mystical. Roman Catholicism does it a little bit. Other various religious groups done it over the ages. But Anabaptism has really done it with their stance on no divorce and remarriage ever. And they create this mystical bond between a man and a woman. They won't admit it, but they definitely teach it and believe it, that somehow the two are like bonded together and you can't pry them apart because it's a covenant that God made. Well, they're hypocrites because they believe you can't break a physical earthly marriage covenant, but they believe that you can turn your back on Christ, which is a spiritual blood covenant, and lose your salvation. Yeah, they believe that. I believe that too. You can fall away. So it's hypocrisy. They say you can't break a physical covenant, but you can break a spiritual covenant with God. I think I just read Mark 10:8, right? They twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh, not spirit. Amen. Do you see that? They're not, it's about flesh. It's not about spirit. It's not mystical. And we already proved that marriage permanence, one wife for life, is not true. Jesus said to the woman, you've had five husbands. If God didn't recognize marriages more than one in a lifetime, how did she have five husbands? Yeah, go ponder that one. How about Matthew 22:30? Another proof that there'll be no marriage in heaven. It's not spiritual. For the resurrection, they neither marry nor given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. There could be no marriage in heaven. Sister Ammon and I aren't going to be married in heaven. It's an earthly covenant, a physical bond, a man and a woman as one flesh on earth until death. That's what we teach for Christians. Or if you had pre-conversion divorce or remarriage, you're washed clean. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you're washed clean. Or if you had a biblical situation of abandonment or fornication, as Jesus said. Do you need another verse to prove that this is a physical bond? Nothing mystical about marriage. It doesn't draw a man or woman any closer than best friends spiritually. Yeah, I just said it. A husband and wife are no closer and bonded more together spiritually than two best friends, than two brothers could be, than two sisters in the Lord could be. It's absolutely true. There's nothing special about a marriage. Now, let me be clear. A man who's a Christian, a woman who's a Christian, then they love the Lord and they get married. Oh, they can have a lot in common with the things of God, the Word of God, ministry, like my wife and I do. But there's no mingling of the Spirit. It's nothing mystical. She's going to stand on her own before God. I'm going to stand on my own before God. Salvation is for her through Christ on her own. Salvation is for me through Christ on my own. We don't come together spiritually for salvation. You see where I'm going with this. Apostle Paul helps my case here. Ready? He's talking about laying with a harlot. Ready? 1 Corinthians 6:15-17. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? Verse 16. What? Know ye not that he is joined to a harlot is one body? For two shall be one spirit? No. Two shall be one flesh. It's a physical thing. God has a man and woman's body made to fit together. We all know that, right? All of us adults know that. It's not spiritual. There's nothing mystical about it. Look how Paul finishes, verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. See that? We're joined to Christ. It's a spiritual covenant, a blood covenant. A man and a wife in marriage is a physical earthly covenant. And again, God's intention that it would be for life and faithful. I get it. I teach that. That's what I strive to do in my marriage. But if people were divorced and remarried before they were in Christ, they're forgiven when they come. If a woman or a man is cheated on by their partner, there's fornication, divorce is allowed, and remarriage can happen. Abandonment can happen. Paul says you're not bound in 1 Corinthians 7. Paul was dealing with the agamos. Go read about agamos in 1 Corinthians 7. I've got articles on that. That was unmarried and divorced people in Corinth. Paul deals with it. Jesus deals with it. Moses deals with it. God himself instructed the Israelites to divorce their pagan wives. Marriage permanence, one wife for life, no matter what, that is nothing but mysticism. Thinking that you have a spiritual bond with your marriage partner, that is nothing but mysticism. You can share the things of God together. There's no uniting of spirits. It's of the flesh. Jesus just said it. Paul just said it. We know even nature, like in 1 Corinthians 11, when Paul's talking about a woman's head covering, he said, even nature shows you that she has a covering her long hair. Well, we know nature shows us that a man and a woman fit together. Two men don't fit together. Two women don't fit together. A man and a woman fit together by God's amazing design, and procreation comes from it. But you know what? It's not mystical. So don't go along with these people that try to make it something more than it is. Marriage is a wonderful thing. I love my wife dearly, and I really appreciate and I'm blessed by our marriage. But you know what? It's not a spiritual covenant. It's really nothing compared to my blood covenant with Christ. He died and shed his blood for me and rose again to redeem me. Me and my wife just said, yeah, we'll be faithful to each other the rest of our lives. That is an eternal covenant we have with Christ. It is not in any way comparable to the physical marriage covenant. So I hope I've explained that to you. I'm going to be doing a more detailed audio on marriage mysticism exposed, maybe part two. We'll call this part one. That won't be called part two. We'll go into it a little bit more. But I wanted to refute that because you get people that make a way much bigger deal out of marriage than should be. And the scriptures just don't back it up. It's a beautiful, physical, earthly covenant. But it is not spiritual bonding. There is no such thing as marriage permanence. And I think I've proven that in scripture. Hey, I love you all. I got to take a walk and head back towards Sister Amen. I hope her call with the sisters went well. I got to get on with the brothers right after it. So stay tuned for Marriage Mysticism Exposed, part two. Check out don'tperish.com. Mostly check out the gospel. Make sure you're born again following Christ. Go to the teaching blog. Look up my divorce and remarriage articles. It'll bless you. I just expose and refute the Anabaptists on their heretical marriage mysticism. I'm standing on the Word of God, proclaiming His truth for His glory. Hey, I love you all. Till next time, have a joyous day. May God be praised.